Rambam wrote the Yad HaChazaka with all the halachas that are negaya klal Yisrael, even b'mais Mashiach. He starts off with Yisraeli Atayra, and the end of the Rambam is Hilchais Melachim. What the halachas that are negaya to a melech b'Yisrael. And the very last piece of Rambam will tell us, the Rambam wrote halachas. Halachas means that a yid is mechuyif to do, either midaraisa or midarabanan. We know, we see that in the Chumash and in Torah Shebi'al Peh and the Gemara, that there is an inyan of Melech HaMashiach. So we have to know clearly that how to be Mikayim, this mitzvah of the Amunah in Melech HaMashiach. So he gave us halachas on that, which is Perek Achad Asar and Perek Shneim Asar of the Rambam of Hilchos Melachim, and with this the Rambam ends his sefer. So today we're going to learn a little Rambam, because being that we're Isaac in the Yanam of Amunah, so one of the big yesaitis of Amunah is the Amunah in Bias HaMashiach. But that's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, Ani Mamin B'Amunah Shleima B'Bias HaMashiach. So we have to know what the halachas are. If somebody would come and say he's Mashiach or he's Mashiach, how do we know that he's Mashiach? We have to know the halachas. So the Rambam says, HaMelech HaMashiach Osed Lamoid Al Harza Malchus Beizavid LeYoshna LeMamshala HaRishayna. He'll bring back Malchus Beizavid U'Bainai HaMikdash U'Mekabetz Nitcha Yisrael. We see this from Sukkim in the Torah, that from the Inyanim of the Melech HaMashiach is two things: to build the Beis HaMikdash and bring all the Yidden back to Eretz Yisrael. V'chayzun kala mishpatim b'yamav k'shayu mekaidim. All the halachas of the Torah, in other words, there'll be a government that will be governed according to the halachas of the Torah. Makrivin karbanais, v'yaisim shmitim, v'yayvulais, k'chal mitzvaso amura b'tayra. V'chal mi sha'einai ma'amim b'y. Whoever doesn't believe in Mashiach, or even if he believes, or mi sheina mechake lebiyosai, or he isn't waiting for him to come, lai bishan neviim belevad hu kaifer. He is not a kaifer and the other neviim besides Moshe Rabbeinu, because all the neviim talked about Mashiach, and if he doesn't believe in it and he doesn't wait for him to come, it's not enough that he's a kaifer and the other neviim. Ela b'toyra uba Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam is going to bring Psukim from Teiras Moshe, from the Chumash, that there is the, that teaches us the Inyan of Mashiach. Now here's a piece of Rambam which puzzles us. Now the Rambam says that if you don't believe in Mashiach, if somebody doesn't believe in Mashiach, he's a kaifer. And also if somebody doesn't wait for Mashiach, why is he a kaifer who doesn't wait? He's just not interested. Look, he's okay. He has a nice business, and he has a summer home in the Bahamas, and he has two expensive cars in the garage, and everything he needs and he wants, he has. So he isn't particularly waiting for Mashiach. If somebody gets up in the morning and hears that his stocks tumble down, says, "Oy vey, Mashiach should come." I can imagine he's waiting for Mashiach. But this guy that has everything, why should he wait for Mashiach? So Rambam says, if he doesn't wait for Mashiach, he's a kaifer. Why? Why is he a kaifer? He believes in Mashiach, but he's just not interested so much. He's not psyched up about him. Why should he be waiting for Mashiach? Apparently not waiting for Mashiach makes somebody a kaifer. And for that, I have to go back to the end of the Rambam, with which he finishes off the Sefer Melachim. In Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Hay, he speaks about Mashiach. Ubaisi Yazman, when Mashiach will come, La Yiya Sham Lai Ra'av V'Lai Melchama, there won't be any hunger, there won't be any Melchama, V'Lai Kina V'Tachras, no jealousy or competition, Shataviti Mushpas Harbi. There'll be so much bounty on the world. V'chala Madana Mitsuyin Ka'afa, all the delicacies and all the delicious things, they're around. You have as much as you want. Everybody but one and know the Rabbanu Shleilam. Ulefikach yiyu Yisrael chachamim gedaylem v'yaydim dvarim astumim v'yasigu das bayram kifikayach ha'adam shenema kemal ha'arot dayas Hashem kemayim alayam mechasim. So the Rambam says in short what we have in the Sfarim of the Nevi'im, especially in Sefer Yeshaya, Meiredeke Haftachais of the bounty, the pleasure, the utopia which will be in the Yemais HaMashiach. People will be healthy. People will live long, long, long. There'll be prosperity. There'll be shalom. No war. There'll be naches. There'll be riches. Everything that you ask for, if you don't see it in the window, ask for it. Everything that a person wants will be when Mashiach will come. Why should he wait for Mashiach? Even if a person isn't interested in Avdus Hashem, it's going to be so good. Why isn't he waiting for Mashiach? If he knows that tomorrow he's going to be, let's say, elected president, wouldn't he wait for tomorrow? Certainly should wait for Mashiach. Why doesn't he wait? Tarot says he doesn't believe. If he'd really believe, he'd be longing. He'd be waiting. He'd be standing by the window and looking, is he coming, is he coming? Big tzaddikim were waiting for Mashiach. The Yismach Moshe once expected his son, who later became the Rav after him, for Yom Tov, to visit him. And the Yismach Moshe went to the mikveh, and and as he was in the mikveh and he just got out, the Gabbai tells him he came. So the Yismach Moshe just grabbed his clothing and didn't put on his socks and just ran out, and he comes on, where is he? So he pointed out his son. So he burst out crying. He said, when you said he came, I thought you mean Mashiach. He was waiting for Mashiach. He was waiting. The Chafetz Chaim used to sit by the door and wait for Mashiach, by the window. Tzaddikim waited for Mashiach. If you don't wait for Mashiach, to the degree that a person has emunah in Mashiach, he's going to wait for Mashiach. And if he doesn't at all wait for him, you say it in davening, Ki mechakem anachnu lach. Rabbi Yishalom, we're waiting for you to come. Don't say a lie. You're waiting or you're not waiting. If you're not longing for him, mechakem means I'm longing. I'm just excited. I want him to come already. If you're not excited about it, how can you say, Ki mechakem anachnu lach? You can't say a lie to the Rabbi Yishalom. And we say it in davening, Ki Yulishi Asra Kivinu Kal Hayayim. Every day we're waiting for him. And it says, Achakalei B'chav Yom Sheyavei. That's what the Rambam has it in his Animaim. So, Ana L'chayit should wait for Mashiach. So the Rambam says that where do we find in the Torah that Mashiach is going to come? Sherei HaTorah Ha'idah Alav. The Torah says Ha'idahs. Dal Sadr Netzavim talks about Mashiach. Shenema v'shav Hashem alakecha shvusru v'rachamecha v'shav v'kibetzru v'kala amim. The Rebbe shall gather you together from all the nations where you were scattered there. Im yiyu nedachecha b'ktzei ha'shamayim, if you're going to be astray at the end of the heaven, and it's like a mushel where the heaven touches the earth, it means all the way down there, down yonder. Mishem yikabetzcha Hashem alakecha, Mishem yikachecha. The Rabbi Yishleilim already told us that that's one of those things that I told you, that in the Torah isn't afraid to make promises or make predictions, because the Torah knows that it's emes. is that the Torah predicts that the Yidden will do a virus, they'll be driven into the galus in Kala Amim, and the south will be that Rabban Yishraelim will gather you together, v'kibetzcha, mishem yikabetzcha, Hashem alakecha, mishem yikechecha, and will bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, v'aviyach Hashem alakecha, al Eretz Hashem nishbala v'yisecha. V'yela advarim ha-mefarashim b'tayra, hem kaila lam kala advarim shenemra l'deika ha-neviyim. And whatever you have there in Parshas, in Parshas Nitzavim, where he speaks about Bias HaMashiach, that's Kailu, that everything that the Nevi'im said, the Nevi'im elaborated, but that's Kailu. Ach b'Parshas Bilam Nema, v'sham niba b'shnei HaMashiachim. In Parshas Bilam, in Balak, he says Nevu'ah about the two Mashiachs. I don't think that I'm going to have another session with you this year, so I do want to say something about future weeks. It's interesting that in Parshas Balak we are ushered in to the Yemei HaMitzarim, to the 3 weeks of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So just when you start having Shivas HaBetamuz and the 3 weeks and the 9 days in Tisha B'Av, then we read the Parsha of Bilam, and Bilam talks about Mashiach. The Mashiach Harishon, who David, the first Mashiach, the first one, the founder of Malchus Beis David, Sheshiyas Yisrael Mikol Tzarayim, Uve Mashiach Ha'achrein, Sheimed Mibonav, Shem Mashiach Yisrael Ba'achreina. And it says, Arenu V'lei Ata, Sharenu V'lei Karev, that's a Malach HaMashiach, Dor Kerchav Meyankai, V'kam Shevet Mi'Yisrael, U'machetz Pasei Moyav, V'kalko Kobenei Sheis, and further, and it says, like it says in the Nevi'im, Avo Mishim Ba'atzion Nishmet Esar Eisav. Av B'yari Miklat, but Yari Miklat, it says, Yachav Hashem Melekech Es Gvilcha, Yisav Talai Oit Shalish Erim, and now it's Yisrael, you should make 6 cities, and when you're going to spread still more, you should add another 3 cities. That never happens. V'yari Melehayet Avazah. If the Rabbanu Shalom says something, it has to happen, but it's going to happen when Mashiach will come. But Divrei HaNeviim, if you look at Neviim, Meina David Tzarech Raya, Shkal HaSfarim Aleim B'davar Zeh, all the Sfarim are full with the Inyan of Mashiach. V'yayah L'Audaitach, don't necessarily think Shehamelech HaMashiach Tzarech La'aseh Saisi Samoivsim, that Mashiach has to make he has to make miracles and make dead people alive. It isn't so. Rabbi Akiva was a big chacham. He was the biggest chacham that the Yidden had by the Tanoim. And he was a right-hand man of Ben Kuziva. But there was a certain character, his name was Ben Kuziva. This happened about 50 years after the second Churban, and he was a very powerful melech, and he was in the city of Beital, and had an army, and he went to war against the Romans, and Rabbi Akiva thought that he's Mashiach, and he announced that he's Mashiach. And then Ben Kuziva was killed by the Romans. So we see that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. To say it a little deeper, he didn't make a mistake. Ben Kuziva could have been Mashiach, but because Yidden did a virus, they spoiled it. So therefore he was killed. But Rabbi Akiva saw on him that he has the neshama of Mashiach. The Romans captured the city of Beitar and they ruined it. And Rabbi Akiva said that he's Melech HaMashiach. The Dimahu, and he thought, the Chalchach Medeiru, Shua Melech HaMashiach. Ache Nerag Ba'Avainas, until he was killed because of the Avainas of Klal Yisrael. They didn't deserve it. Kivin Shenerag, when he was killed, Neida Lehem She'enai. They found out that he wasn't Mashiach. He isn't Mashiach. V'lai Shalom Emenu Chachamim Le'yais V'lai Ma'yfais. The Chachamim didn't ask any eyes or any Ma'yfais from him. In other words, Ben Kuziva wasn't Machayim Meisim. Ben Kuziva wasn't Paiket Agarim. He didn't make Meisim. He was just a powerful king, and he was an Elohim Yid, a tzaddik, and he went fighting against the Romans, and because of a virus that Yidden did, he was killed. So Rabbi Akiva thought he's Mashiach, and when he was killed, they found out that he wasn't Mashiach. In other words, he could have been Mashiach. He was a neshama of Mashiach. It's just like the Gemara says, Chazkiyahu HaMelech. The Rabbi Yisholem wanted to make Chazkiyahu HaMelech to be Mashiach. But because he did an Aveira and he had a nest and didn't say Shira, when Sancheirev had the Mapella, he lost his chance of being Mashiach. So we see that the emphasis in every generation there's a certain yid that he could be Mashiach. Every generation has a prepared Mashiach, that in case Yidden will be Zeicher, he should be on hand to be Mashiach. That person alone, the Chasam Sofer says in the Tshuva, doesn't necessarily have to know that he's Mashiach. But in case Yidden will be Zeicher, the Rabban Yisholem will appear to him and tell him, you are my chosen Mashiach, and go and bring the Yidden to Yerushalayim and build up a Beis HaMikdash. So Ben Koziva could have been that. Rabbi Akiva really didn't make a mistake. The Rambam says he was Toya. He found out later that it was a mistake because it was a spoiled Mashiach. So how did he know that he isn't Mashiach when he died? When somebody could be Mashiach and he dies, I know that he isn't Mashiach. And we're waiting again for Mashiach. So that's what the Rambam says. B'kivin she'ne'arak, when he was killed, Naidalem she'ene, he said he knew that he isn't Mashiach. V'lei shalom memenu chachamim lo yais v'lei maifes. He didn't bring maifesim. Alright, the next piece of Rambam, V'ikir atvarim kocha ehein, it's hard to say, because you see that this piece is missing. There is the Goyim. This Rambam was printed under the Russian government, and there are parts missing here that the censors took out. So the next few lines just don't make any sense. In the Ashmates of the Rambam, in the Rambams which were printed in the Sephardische Medinas, where the Christians didn't censor it, and also in the Kisviyat that we have. So we have the Hashmates, we have the missing pieces that they took out over here. So Halacha David, v'miyamid melech mi-beis David, if a king will get up from Beis David, Haige b'tayre, he's going to learn Tayre. Haige b'tayre means he'll be Haige etach kachen in Tayre, v'aisig b'mitzvahs, and he'll do mitzvahs k'David aviv, like his grandfather David, k'fi Tayre shebik sabi shebi'al peh, and he'll have the kayach to compel all the Yidden to go according to the Torah, and he's going to be mechazik the keren haTorah, the yilchay melchamis Hashem, and he'll have melchamis for the Rabbeinu Shalom, areze becheskas shehu Mashiach. He's becheskas that he's Mashiach. And that's why when the Koziva, who was a tzaddik and learned Torah, and when he had Melchamis against the Romans, so as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, there's Bechaskas that he's Mashiach. If he was Matzliach, Ubanab Migdash Bim Kaimai, and built the Migdash in its right place, the Kibbutz Nitre Yisrael, and he gathered all the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, Hareza Mashiach Bevadai. This is certainly Mashiach. So the Rambam puts two dinim over here. Cheskas Mashiach, Avada Mashiach. I'll give you a dogma. When Sukkot comes, you're going to see on the stores that the selling is Shoygim Mehudarim, Cheskas Bilti Merkavim. And it has a Hechsha from the Badats and from the Rabbanut and from whoever. Well, a Shoygim pose a problem. The Eschaygim all over the world, merchants who had no Yiras Shemayim wanted to make money, and they tried to produce a nicer Eschig, and they grafted it with other fruits like lemons or whatever. It should be a nicer Eschig. That's a Pasala Eschig. So there's Dinim and Chazaka. For instance, let's say that there's Fleishiks cooking on the oven, and then a bottle of milk falls down And I have a suffix that any milk fall under the fleishiks? I don't know, I have a suffix. So the din is the fleishiks is kasha. Because the fleishik has a chazaka that it's kasha, a chazaka de mikara, and you want to, because of the suffix, you want to break that chazaka. No, it's kasha. Or for instance, behaima was geshachten. And then we're kidding around with the chalif afterwards, and then you find the begima on the chalif. Maybe the begima was there before. No, I don't say that. Being that after the shechita, you were using the chalif for something else that could have made a begima, so the it's becheskas ksheira. You want to take the behima out of becheskas ksheira because of the safik, you can't do it. So you're allowed to read it. A chazaka Paskin Zay said it's mutter. But later on, let's say if somebody will find some milk in the fleishiks, then of course it makes it treif again. You're allowed to use it as long as the chazaka was there. The chazaka was mevara the safik. But then when you have a fact being mevara the safik, not like the chazaka, it's meitim et chazaka. A chazaka is a hetel. But it isn't a guarantee. But the Torah says you don't need a guarantee. Use the chazaka. But then there's a thing which is vaday. When those rabbanim give a hechsher on the eschik, they can't swear that it's not a morkev. But somebody wants to make a suffix, maybe it was a morkev. So I say these padesim since Moshe Rabbeinu were his kasha. And somebody, because of a suffix, wants to say maybe it was tampered with. So I say the chazaka kashas it, but I can't be sure. But I'm allowed to make a bracha even on it. But then there's a vaday bilti morkev. Vaday bilti morkev, you can swear on it. So there's two dinim in Mashiach: becheskas Mashiach and vaday Mashiach. And all of this that the Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah and the other Mefarshim, or bring rayas from the Gemara where the Rambam got it from. If somebody is a tzaddik and he makes that Yidin, he compels Yidin to keep the Torah, and he goes to war against the Goyim, and he has Mochamis, that's a sign that he's Mashiach. He's Becheskas Mashiach. And that's what Ben Koziva was. Or as the Maskilim like to call him, Ben Koicha. That's what he was. But when he was killed, is Nisbar Gevar Ala Mafreya, that he wasn't Mashiach. The Safik was Nisbar. But then when somebody is Zaycha, that after doing these things, he has another two simanim, that Baini Yashalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes, he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings all the Yidin back to Eretz Yisrael, he's Vaday Mashiach. No Safik in that. So the Rambam says that when Mashiach will come, it doesn't necessarily have to make Moifsim. It doesn't have to make Moifsim. If he does, these Simanim is enough to declare him Mashiach. The Raivad kriegt sich auf den Rambam. And he says there's going to be Moifsim. And the Raivad brings Psukim, Vishbati Chayarot. But even the lions are going to eat straw, and it'll be a altogether different world when Mashiach comes. So the Raivat Kriktzach. The Rambam says that everything will be natural, and the Raivat Kriktzach. We have to understand, the Rambam doesn't say that Mashiach can't show Maifsim. The Rambam says it's not a requirement. Of course he can show Maifsim. Even much smaller people than Mashiach showed Maifsim. We find that the Nevi'im showed Maifsim, Elianavi and Elisha. We find Big Tzadikim showed Maifsim. We find that the Baal Shem Tov showed Maifsim, and the Stamidim showed Maifsim. But the Rambam says it's not a requirement, but he could show Maifsim, and probably he will. The Raivad brings Pesukim that he will Vadav show Maifsim. So they answer the Rambam that when Mashiach comes, it doesn't have to show Maifsim to introduce himself and to establish himself as Mashiach. But later on, in the later periods, there will be Maifsim. In fact, we know that there will even be Trias HaMaisim, which what can be a bigger Maifsim than that? But that will be later, in the later period. But the Geula can start with a Mashiach without showing Maifsim. really, let's understand. The Rambam says Mashiach doesn't have to show Maivsim, but he'll make all the Yid and keep the Torah. And the Ravid says no, he'll show Maivsim. So really, when we think in our dreams and our fantasies about Mashiach, we think that Mashiach will be make Maivsim, and when somebody there'll be a Rasha, Mashiach will point with his finger, and the fire will emanate from Mashiach's finger and kill that person, and say Satan, or whatever, whichever way you want to imagine it. We imagine since we're small children that Mashiach will make Maivsim. Comes the Rambam and disappoints us. Mashiach won't make Maivsim. So the Raivad's Mashiach is a more an exciting Mashiach. It's a more romantic Mashiach. He'll show Maivsim. There's going to be excitement, and the Rambam makes it pale. He won't show Maivsim. Well, the Rambam, according to the way he describes Mashiach, he'll make the biggest maifus in the world. Now, the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira explains that the Beis HaMikdash must be built in a certain spot, the Mizbeach must be on the exact mamish, the same spot where the original Mizbeach was, where the Akedah was, where Adam Rishon was Makriv. And even today we know where the Beis HaMikdash is roughly on Har HaBayis, but nobody can point out exactly where the Beis HaMikdash is. There's machlaikas among the Gedolei Yisrael. Some say that the Kodesh HaKodashim is under the Golden Dome. Others say no, it's to the right. They know that it's there, but they can be off by 50 or 100 yards. It's there, but maybe it's here, maybe it's here, maybe it's here. Some say that the Beis HaMikdash is mamish in front of the Kaisel Maravi, not to the left side where the Golden Dome is. Akapanim, we don't know clearly. So when Mashiach will come and we have to make a Mizbeach, it's a problem. You need somebody with Nevuah to tell you exactly where it is. So imagine if Mashiach will come now. And he'll blow his shofar and he'll say, Yidalach, follow me to Yerushalayim. Vayabayam, who you talk about shofar? Gadol, Vohoivna Beeretzasho, Vanedachim Beeretz Mitzrayim, Bishtafolet Hashem, Beharakaydish Beerushalayim. Sing it with whichever nigga you sing it. And Uri Yidnu will come. So what's going to happen? The Macy's. It's a Jewish department store, right? Macy. He's going to close the department store, he isn't even going to leave the doors open and come running after Mashiach to Yerushalayim. Alexander's will keep the doors open. An order Yidalach from Alexander's will come running. The whole 47th Street, the diamond industry, they're going to crowd down. They won't wait for the elevator. They're going to run down the stairs, leave the doors open, running after Mashiach. Everybody run after Mashiach, and he'll pick them up on the Anani Kavit or whatever it's going to be, and he'll bring them to Yerushalayim. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine, let's say, that Sarid, that Russia from Eretz Yisrael, and his gang that want to destroy the Torah today, they're going to come running after Mashiach? Everybody will be running after Mashiach? Who'll get them all to Yerushalayim? They're going to abandon all the businesses, all the beautiful buildings that they have in Borough Park and the Flatbush with the marble frontages. They're all going to come running after Mashiach? Yes, that Mashiach will do that. So, because that's one of the simonim of Becheskas Vade Mashiach. He has to bring all the Yidin to Yerushalayim. Isn't that a bigger maifis than what the Raivad wants him to do? And he'll build a base of Mikdash. Supposing somebody wants to make Erev today. I don't like to talk about it, but I'm just using it as a marshal. This Rav will say the Erev is kasha, and this Rav will say the Erev isn't kasha, like you say, by Yidalach, whenever there's two Yidnas, three opinions. Now, supposing somebody will come and build a Beis Mikdash today, and he'll build a Mizbeach.
And the Mizbeach has to be mamish on the spot where it's supposed to be. It's Kumin Rav Eliashiv and say, he gives a hechsher on the Mizbeach. It's in the right spot. It's Kumin another Rav, let's say Ravadia Yosef, and say, no, I think it has to be 5 yards away. But come in another Rav, let's say the Lubavitchers will come and say they have a Kabbalah, it has to be there. It come in the Satmar and they say it has to be there. It's a Sachton. There'll be a Mashiach that when he'll say something, all the Yidden are going to listen to him. All the Yidden are going to listen to him. Isn't that the biggest Mephis in the world? You need a bigger Mephis than that? Who make all the Yidden be keep the Torah, and he's in the builder by some Migdash, and they're all going to agree with him. They'll be Nesati Shalom Ba'aretz, like the Pasuk says. That's the greatness of the Rambam's Mashiach. No Maifsim, no nothing, but he'll get all the Yidden to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he'll build a Beis HaMikdash that all the Yidden will worship in that Beis HaMikdash. That's the biggest Maifis, and it's a much bigger Mashiach than what the Raibat is talking about. Well, thank you, Zim. Have a very nice summer with Hatzlach and Bracha and Siyata Deshmaya, a summer full of Yiras Shemayim and Limud HaTayra and Hatzlach and Ruchnias and Negashnias. Get strong, prepare for another month of learning. When Mashiach will come, Yerushalayim, I'll see you near Mashiach's Beis HaMikdash.